Do you feel ready, Adam?
To be honest with you, Kathy, I'm rather stressed. I even have sweaty palms. Giving a TED conference is quite something. Many candidates apply, but only few are chosen.
Come on, you'll do great as usual. Anyway, you'll be better than me if I were giving that talk. You know, I don't perform well in front of a crowd. By the way, what is the precise date again? I always forget.
It's coming up soon. The event takes place in less than a month. That's why I'm meeting Hillary in a few moments, to review the last couple of things to prepare and to ensure that everything is in order. She should arrive any moment now. She told me she would be here for 9:30, and it's already 9:27.
That's great, but you still haven't told me what date the conference is. If you want me to attend, I need to know so I can add it to my calendar.
It's on October 26th. It's easy to remember. It's the last Saturday of the month.
Oh, look, I think the person you were waiting for has arrived. The woman over there seems to be searching for someone.
Yes, that's her. I'll go get her. She doesn't seem to notice us. Hillary, I'd like you to meet Kathy, one of my closest friends, who's helped me prepare the visual support for my conference talk. Kathy, this is Hillary, the organizer of the TEDx event.
Hello, Kathy. It's a pleasure to meet you.
The pleasure is mine.
Since we only have about 30 minutes, I suggest we get straight to the point. Is that all right with you, Adam?
Of course it is.
Last time we spoke, you weren't quite sure yet how you were going to start your talk. Do you have a more precise idea now?
I'm still hesitating between two options. Either I'm going to start with a compelling image that's representative of my topic, or I'm going to present a thought-provoking anecdote. Is one preferable to the other?
Not really. I recommend you choose the option that you are most comfortable with.
One thing's sure, if I decide to open my talk with an image, I'm going to take the illustration you designed, Kathy. It's really impressive.
I'd be honored. It wasn't obvious to represent the concept of artificial intelligence. I'll create a few more illustrations if you want.
I would be curious to see this illustration. It sounds intriguing.
I have an electronic copy. It will be my pleasure to send it to you. Adam will give me your email, won't you, Adam?
Sure, I will.
Great. Keep me informed of your choice, Adam, and I will take a note of it. Will you have any specific technical requirements?
Yes. I've given it some thought, and I'm going to need a headset, because I'd rather not have to hold a microphone. I'll also need a projector and screen for my Prezi presentation. But I suppose there will be one available. I don't think I'll need anything else.
Are you planning on showing videos?
Yes, a few, but they're very short. I've already integrated them into my visual support.
Excellent. It's always best to integrate them. That way, everything is grouped into one file and you won't have to switch tabs or windows during your presentation. When your presentation is complete and final, please send it to me so I can save it on the laptop we will be using. That way, I will also be able to test everything beforehand to ensure there won't be any technical problems.
Got it. I won't forget. I've practiced a few times with Kathy and I still have a few extra minutes. I'm going to have to make some more cuts. I find it hard to talk about a topic as complex as artificial intelligence in only 9 minutes. But I'm going to make an effort to be concise and respect the allotted time.
If you want some good advice, practice leaving some silences in your presentation. People tend to talk too fast when they're in front of an audience. When practicing in front of a mirror or a friend, choose the moments where you want to pause. This could be after a surprising fact, a funny observation, or a rhetorical question. In terms of timing, it is better to finish a few seconds early than to exceed the time limit. I agree that you will have to make some cuts.
You're absolutely right. I'm going to continue practicing several times a week until the date of the conference.
If you like, you can film yourself and send me the recording of your practice run about a week before the conference. I will give you some final tips before the big day.
I will be able to film you, Adam. I'm going to receive my new professional camera in the next few days.
Oh, wonderful. Let's do that.
In the next 2 weeks, I'm going to send you an email with all of the information you will need on the day of the event. It will include all of the practical guidelines, such as what time you will need to arrive and the room where you will be presenting, etc. I'm also going to share the official program tomorrow.
I'm looking forward to it. It's becoming more and more tangible. How many people are presenting during the day?
There will be 16 individual presentations and one panel discussion with three participants. So, do you have all of the information you need? Do you feel confident?
Well, I don't feel entirely ready yet, but I'm going to work on my visual support and on my presentation skills. I'm confident, though, that I will have sufficient time to practice and be ready for the conference. I master my subject. I just need to fine-tune my presentation so I will feel more at ease.
Absolutely. It's often a matter of attitude rather than skill. Because of your expertise on artificial intelligence, you already have all of the facts you need. The challenge is to decide which ones to present. Right, I have to get going if I want to be on time for my next meeting. Please don't hesitate to be in touch if you have any more questions before the 26th. If you send me an email, I'll reply quickly.
Great! Thanks ever so much for your valuable advice. I appreciate it. See you soon.